Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3. So we all know Netflix ratings don't mean much. We found that out earlier this week.
Yeah, we just learned that.
But Rotten Tomatoes scores, those do matter. I mean, in some ways, that can affect how a movie does at the box office.
Right.
If people choose to bother to sit and watch it or not. And that's an aggregate score based on reviews as well as input from people.
Yes.
So there's a new Netflix movie which has rated a 0 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Uh-oh.
Very few films have ever rated that low. Among those, the new John Gotti movie, Baby Geniuses 2, Super Babies, Redline, Cabin Fever, and Max Steel. Also, the Netflix original movie with Adam Sandler, The Ridiculous 6. But what did we find out about that movie this week? It has ranked number one in every Netflix country where it is shown, sometimes more than once.
But it got a 0 on Rotten Tomatoes.
It has a 0 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Huh.
Netflix has a new original movie called The Last Days of American Crime. It has 24 critical reviews, and none of them are positive.
Wow.
Yeah. So here's the thing, though. Just because it gets a 0 review doesn't mean it's not something you won't enjoy.
Exactly. So you really need to judge it for yourself.
Right.
You know, read about what the movie's about.
Right.
And see if it's even something you might be interested in.
The subject matter may be something you don't care about.
Correct. So
I don't follow critical reviews. I generally will look at who's in the movie,
yes. What's
it about, and is it something that can hold my attention?
And we will give it 17 minutes. If we are if we can make it 17 minutes without looking at each other like, seriously, then we'll keep watching.
How did you arrive at 17 minutes?
It's a Gary thing. I don't know, because he watches many more movies than I do.
Right.
But there was a movie, maybe it was earlier this year, might have been when I had the flu.
Uh-huh.
And I was watching a lot of stuff because I was just at home
laying
around.
I sent you a list and said, watch this.
And so there was a movie and Gary said, well, I'll give it 17 minutes. And so when I was watching it, I wasn't paying attention to the time. And I was watching it and I was like, oh my goodness, I don't like this. This is not for me. I looked at the time. It was right at 17 minutes. So I was like, at that point, I was a believer.